she goes, "Are you good?" And I said, "I don't know where we're at."
Because the way we went in was not exactly legal, okay?
I'm stuck.
What the fuck?
I'm stuck. Oh
my God.
You know what? This might be good for me. I'm going to be offline. Like, I'm not going to even get phone mode because I'm not going to be able to see anything.
Like, hell yeah, I'll pop your candy cherry.
Hey, hey. Oh.
Oh, she knows what she's doing.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry.
My name is Brie.
I'm Rosie.
I'm Michelle.
AKA Mitchie.
Mitchie's
in the house.
AKA Rosie's niece.
Yes.
What?
I feel like I'm not looking at the camera.
It's okay.
It's fine. We look everywhere.
I don't know. Yeah, I was looking at it right now, but I don't know if I don't think I always do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I felt like it was weird if I did look at it.
No.
I know.
Okay. I think I just blur. Like, everything's just a blur to me, and I'm just like,
Once we start talking, I feel like we look at each other and shit.
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, we're feeling a little awkward because it's her first time behind the camera. And it's been a long time since we've done this shit, too.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like new again.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. This is why we haven't had him on the podcast for a while.
Sorry. I'm gonna censor that. Oh, my God. Hi, baby.
Okay.
Just explain yourself.
Okay. So, obviously, Cindy's not here.
Yes. I did post a little video explaining what has been happening. So if you want to get a little catch up of where the fuck we've been, go watch that. Soon we'll be back in our regular schedule, but we're not going to give you a specific date because, you know, life is life. So, yeah. Okay. But this is going to be a fun little episode. We'll be recapping your guys' Beyond experience. Yeah. And also, me and Rosie went to Coachella.
We have a little recap today, too.
So, we have a
big FOMO.
Tell me about it. That's how we got there.
Literally. FOMO. I suffer from that shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna knock the...
For real.
Okay. So, this is my niece, Michelle. Yes. Mitchie. She's here today because she went to Beyond with me.
Yes.
Okay. So, before we get into that story, really quick, she's our guest, so we want to know how we know each other. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she's my niece, so that's that. And
we met because we're all family.
That's that. And then also, what is your favorite drink?
What's your drink of choice when you go out?
When I go out, I like a margarita. Pretty much anything tequila. But if I'm drinking like with you guys, probably like a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh yeah, you're a Mike's Hard Lemonade girl. Yeah,
or like a Cayman Jack margarita.
Okay,
she's a sweet girly.
I'm not a seltzery girly.
Yeah.
Which is perfect. The drink that we're drinking today.
I know.
That's good.
So exciting.
Before we go on, shall we have a Jello shot?
Yes. She came prepared and she knows. Sorry, we're drunk. And
she brought us Jello shots.
Yes.
What are in these?
Yes. Please tell us. Give us some details.
It's the blue Buzzball.
Period.
Blue raspberry, the like Mexican Jello, like the one in the bag.
Bomb.
Yeah, I heard.
That's dangerous.
I watched a TikTok about it, and he said that the Mexican Jello and the Buzzball taste the same.
Oh,
and there's vodka.
Period.
Smells amazing.
Cheers.
I forgot how to take one of these. That sounded hilarious. I'm trying this new thing and trying like having these headphones on. It's actually so funny.
Holy stug.
I can't get it. I'm just digging my fucking tongue in there.
Did you loosen it first?
With your finger?
Hey,
that's what you're supposed to do.
I guess I don't know how to do this one. Damn.
They're strong.
That's a vodka.
The flavor is there, though.
Woo! God damn. Did you, like, measure it?
With my heart.
Fuck.
Some, like, two cups Buzzball. 2 cups Buzzball. 1 cup vodka.
I spilled it on myself.
Half a cup water, maybe.
Damn. Maybe.
Okay.
I just had to melt the Jello. That was it.
I mean,
with the water.
The flavor is there.
The flavor is there, but yeah. But. All right.
Delicious.
Jello shots are always taste strong to me, though.
Yeah, same. Damn, you,
your cup.
Literally. Literally.
Could have said a chance.
For real.
I think I need a napkin. I got it everywhere. Pause. Oh. Okay, so with the rest of the Jello shots, I think that we're going to play a little game.
Mm-hmm.
If any of us says the word lit in our story or in this episode,
we have to like.
That person takes a Jello shot.
Yes. Yeah. We have to keep each other accountable. If we like here, we're like lit.
Okay. Yeah. So if I say lit, I have to take a Jello shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says lit. Okay. We get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
There's only like 6 more left. I brought like enough for.
No, that's fine. Yeah. I literally feel it burning in my chest.
I know. Got into my stomach.
Okay. So. I feel like I've been talking this whole time, so maybe you should introduce the drink.
Oh, damn. I don't have nothing.
Okay. All right. No.
I mean, I feel like I could read most of it. All right. So, we had an episode, but that we scratched it. But this drink is, like, really good that I really wanted to make it in this episode. And I think it's pretty, it's good because it's, like, a festival drink that I think anyone and everyone should try. This is Light Strike. It says hard refresher and it contains alcohol. Think Gatorade, but with alcohol. Honestly, when me and Rosie seen this, we're like, what the fuck? This is amazing.
Yes.
It has 100% coconut water. It is not carbonated. There's sea salt and it's gluten free. I'm like, I feel like it's such a good like hydrating / alcohol beverage. If you're gonna pregame, I feel like this is the best pregame.
Yeah. For festivals, I feel like this would be I can't even say I feel like. I know it will be because I did it.
Yeah.
For Beyond, but we'll get into that.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you had these.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of cheating on this episode as far as, like, trying it for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be our first time. We did already have an episode that we scratched and we tried it on, mm-hmm. but
it's just so good.
Yeah. I feel like it's worth talking about.
We definitely needed to share it. Do you remember the percentage on these?
5%.
5%? Okay. So your average percentage, it is 170,
I think.
70 calories, yeah.
We know the information.
And 7 grams of sugar.
Girl, do you want to talk? You have all the info.
I know, right? I'm sorry.
Girl. And we are trying the lemon lime and...
orange mango.
Yeah, these are the only flavors they do have. But yeah.
I feel like they're a fairly new brand. And...
I would love to collaborate with them.
Right. Hit us up because we're
Light Strike takes us to Coachella.
Who makes them?
Light Strike.
I don't know.
Oh. They're their own thing, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Because I follow their Instagram, but I don't see anything.
Oh, there. I saw like a TikTok and that comedian guy was like promoting it.
Oh, really?
With him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I didn't see anything about that when I did my research.
Yeah. Like, I think it's named Brett. The guy that was had his shirt off.
I don't know. I have to look that up there.
Because I saw it and I was like, oh, I remember those. Bless you.
I don't know, but let's pass it around.
Okay.
Pass it around.
Since we've already tried the drink and we already obviously like it, I do want to say one more thing. This has 170 calories, which is obviously more than like the most seltzers we try. But this shit has a lot of liquid in here. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's literally like a Gatorade bottle. It's not like a can of seltzer. There's a lot of liquid in here.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
10 out of 10. Already.
For real. Cheers.
Ah, cheers. Boom.
Pew. Yeah. I don't know. It's just I do not taste alcohol at all.
Yeah. You don't. It's kind of crazy.
And I like these, even though I normally don't like coconut water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like coconut water either, but it's refreshing.
I kind of feel like I could taste it a little bit, but it's
slightly. It's not like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's only 10% of it.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Sorry. Yeah. Period. Oh. I was gonna make period one of the words. That's why I got
started. Period, bro.
I was thinking period or the other one, and I chose the other one. But
we should do period and that one.
Okay, so from now on, if anyone says period, which it will probably be me.
No, because I say it a lot.
It'll be too. I want to say it right now. Okay.
Sis.
We have red flags here, too, if you guys ever feel like this is a red flag moment. Red flag.
Red flag moment.
We have them there.
She said, get your own.
I couldn't reach, sorry.
It's okay. All right, so let's get into it.
Into yeah.
If you guys watched the last episode, which why wouldn't you? You know,
okay.
You would know why Bree did not make it to Beyond, correct? Mm-hmm. That's where our story will start because this literally went down like a week, week before Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Week before Beyond, Bree can't go. And she has the ticket, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, okay, let's sell her ticket. You know, let's fucking help her out.
Mm-hmm.
And then just on a whim, I'm like, let me text Michelle over here. See if she works. I don't know if she works that weekend. You never know.
Because it was really last minute.
It was literally the week before.
Yeah.
The week of. Literally. So I text Michelle. I'm like, hey, you work this weekend? She's like, actually, no, I don't. And I give her the whole rundown, and she's like, wait, I might be down.
I'm in.
So down. Count me in.
I think you were saying that you kind of wanted to go.
Yeah, I had kind of wanted to. I looked at the lineup. I won't lie. I'm really bad with, like, DJ names.
Oh, don't worry. I'm barely learning.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking about how good Beyond was going to be,
mm-hmm.
and I thought about, what if I just went one day, because I knew you guys were going.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I go one day, say I go just Friday. Mm-hmm. It was Friday, Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I was like, if I go Friday, I'm going to spend like $100-something, but like, I know it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, maybe I'll just get a ticket. And then I was like, no, like, I can't afford it. I cannot afford it. I shouldn't do it. And then everyone was like, just buy a ticket. Just go. Just go. And then Rosie.
That's crazy.
Was like, she said, do you work this weekend? And I think it was Saturday or it might have been Sunday. And I was like, this weekend isn't today or tomorrow or like next weekend. And I had just sent you a casino TikTok. I thought you were like, let's go to the casino. But I was like, next weekend is Beyond. There's no way she's going to go to the casino.
Yeah.
And then the gear started turning and I was like,
you're like, wait, is she about to invite
wait
me?
A I was like, next week is Beyond. And I was like, no, I don't work because I didn't work. I had requested that whole weekend off in hopes that I would convince myself to go.
We didn't know any of this.
We didn't know that. That was just a coincidence. So the universe really just universed at that moment.
Yeah.
So that was amazing for two reasons. One, we were able to easily sell Bree's ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the person we're selling the ticket to is someone that I could still party with. I can get with. And it was just like a win-win situation. Like, we already had the hotel situation set up. Like, it was very easy for her to just transition. But the funny thing is, like, obviously we were planning our fucking outfits and shit. We were figuring all that out. And
mm-hmm.
so it's a week before the event, and I'm texting her, and she's like, yeah, I'm down, whatever. And then I'm like, fuck, like, it's probably too late for her to join in on
the themes.
The quote-unquote themes. So I tell her, okay, just no pressure. Because sometimes, you know, making an outfit is a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of work, yeah.
I'm like, no pressure, but we're doing, we did Playboy Bunnies. And our homie, Jesse, our boy,
mm-hmm.
he was going to be Hugh Hefner. So I told her about that. And then the other day we were doing like an Alice theme. And she was like, okay, bet.
Amazon? Save
oh, really?
Yeah. She started sending me screenshots. I'm like, girl, yes, yes.
Okay.
She really came through with the fucking... It was perfect. Like, I was she pulled it together in a week.
I think the first outfit, it was just all black, so I already had, like, a bodysuit, which ended up kind of matching
almost
your
exactly.
bodysuit. No. My bodysuit was, like, sheer.
Oh, I love it.
And then I just put on some shorts, and I bought fishnets. And then the only outfit that I actually, like, curated was the second day when I was like, I'll be the Queen of Hearts And I got like a red top on Amazon. And then I was trying to buy a skirt and I could not find a cute skirt on Amazon mm-hmm. that would get there in time.
Yeah.
Everything was going to show
time up. Crunch.
Everything was going to show up either on Friday or Saturday. I also had the idea of having my mom drive up.
Whatever. Desperate times. Desperate measures.
Because I was like, I don't live that far. And I asked her, I was like, would you have been down to like drive up my skirt? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, probably.
That's
so funny. But so I ended up finding a skirt at Ross. And it was, like, perfect.
Oh, perfect.
So everything just, like, worked out.
And then the other funny thing about that is I originally was going to be the Queen of Hearts, right? So I bought a bunch of, like, little red accessories, little heart accessories.
It just wasn't going together.
And then I didn't like the fit. I fucking changed my whole fit, and then I decided to be Alice. And so she starts telling me, like, she's going to be Queen of Hearts. She starts showing me the stuff, and I'm like, I have some stuff for you. So yeah. I bought it. She used it. It was great. It was great. We looked so cute.
Yay. I do think my Queen of Hearts look was, like, probably my favorite outfit that I've ever worn to a rave.
Aww.
Because it looks so last cute. Minute.
And so effortless, too. Like, yeah. You know, sometimes we be overthinking.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes, like, when you don't have enough time, I think it comes out the best.
Yeah, because look at me. I was like, okay, I'm going to get ahead of the game. I have so much time. And then I bought a whole outfit.
And you're like, nope.
And I was like, actually, I hate this. Let me change the whole thing. And then I bought a whole new outfit. And I also hated that. And I ended up using shit that I already had for my whole outfit. Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, so I just was like, so I was like, wow, this really came together when she was able to match perfectly. It was like, it set the vibe.
Mm-hmm. I just think I just look really good in red.
Hey.
Red is, what? I'm learning it's a good color. I don't want to get ahead.
My Scorpio something.
Okay. I don't want to get ahead of, like, the conversation, but I am going to end up wearing most of that red outfit for EDC. And I put it on, and I also realized I've never wore red like that. Like, I never wear red.
Yeah.
And one of my outfits is going to be all red. And I'm like, hey, I kind of think...
Red's my color.
Okay, in red.
Hey.
So, yeah.
It's exciting.
So, yeah, that's that. Michelle and Jesse had never met before. But you know what? Anybody who meets Jesse is a best friend of Jesse's. Like, he's so fucking cool. He's so likable, so friendly, so, like... He pretends like he's known you his whole life when he just met you, and it's very comforting.
Really quick. Yeah,
literally, we got into the hotel, and he was like, "Okay, cuddle me."
Yeah, that's how we're gonna cuddle tonight. That was our introduction of each other, and it was great.
He's like, "Come on, come on the bed, let's cuddle."
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah.
And then he got very mad that I did not cuddle him.
Yeah, the next morning he's like, "You didn't even cuddle me."
He thought Bree would have cuddled.
I'm a cuddler.
Dude, we missed Bree's presence so much.
I know.
Like, it was crazy. But, like, at the same time, I was just so happy to have someone else there. Like, a girly girl, you know?
Yeah.
To get ready with. It's my favorite thing to do is get ready with somebody and, like, just act stupid.
Yeah, it's so fun. Getting ready.
Jealous shot. That was so quiet.
Dude, I was like, I was gonna say. Fuck. Okay, I really didn't say that on purpose.
So we have to, like, if the person says it, other people have to call it out for you to be able to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I say it and don't react, then you guys don't notice.
Yeah.
I told them myself.
I will say this. I said one of the words, and I was like,
I didn't notice. I didn't notice.
Damn it. Through the whole time, I was
"I'm gonna bring my A game back."
I gotta listen. I just heard you say it so. I heard you go quiet, and I was like, hold
Okay, so yeah. So shall we talk about it? Let's talk about it. Talk about our review of Beyond Wonderland.
I'll be putting my sweater.
I had a great time.
We had a great time.
Let me go into interviewer mode.
Okay. She's putting her.
Yeah, putting my interview fit on. Okay. While you take that shot.
Interviewer mode.
One day we should do
Before we start, Jesse had the beautiful idea of taking a picture of Bree with us.
Yeah.
Like we did for Cindy when Cindy didn't make it to escape.
I was shook it.
And so, yeah, that was fun. We didn't lose her this time.
I know.
We actually made it a point to not lose her. And we just
I made it back home.
She made it back home, literally.
That's crazy, yeah.
The reason why we didn't lose her is because we put her in the locker the whole time.
I took her out when we were like the last day, aww, and we were looking for the Lyft guy. I was like waving it, and I was like, "Do you see me? I'm waving a thing, a little with
a person." Finding that Lyft was a mission. Oh my goodness! We'll get into that after.
Yeah,
get into it. Yeah. All right. Don't you start,
interviewer? Yeah. Do you have any questions for us?
Yes. Mitchie, was this your first Beyond?
No.
No? Oh. No,
I was surprised. I went to Beyond last year with two of my friends. We did VIP, though.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because we wanted to see the Chainsmokers, and I got very close for the Chainsmokers.
Okay. Mm. So, what was the difference between VIP?
The VIP, I will say, I liked it. Mm-hmm. It was not as, like, crowded. Mm-hmm. It was more like,
there's space.
No, I would say it was so crowded because there was a lot of people in VIP. I remember thinking, like, damn, all y'all paid this money?
Yeah.
But the barricade to get over or between the two was not that far back.
Okay.
So we were able to get closer. And then for the Chainsmokers, for some reason, like, I know it looks like a lot of people are up in the front, but last year when I went to see the Chainsmokers, I was all the way at the top of VIP, and I looked, and there was, like, nobody up there.
What?
And I was like,
you just have to travel.
Yeah, I think people are just too afraid to try to go that way, that there's, like, always pockets. There's always pockets.
But... And so, like, either people think that the Chainsmokers are overrated, and they didn't go there, because I think there was somebody else, obviously somebody else playing at the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, or these people are just not going up. Mm-hmm. So, me and my friend... she made friends with, like, the guys that were, like, on the other side, and she was like, pull me over, and then I was like, you're so crazy, but I was like, I want to go too. And
for the plot,
I felt like we were pretty freaking close. I look at all my videos back, and I'm like, I feel like I was very close for the Chainsmokers. They did have really overpriced pizza, but
everything's overpriced.
It was like $20 for a little, like, personal size pizza.
I believe that.
Bam.
But yeah, I think I liked it.
Yeah, would you buy VIP again?
I would buy VIP again only if I got it early enough to do the payment plan.
Gotcha.
To do, like, if I did it for both days.
Oh, okay.
But, like, doing GA, like, it... And then, obviously, the restrooms are better, VIP.
Yeah, of course.
But I do feel like the restrooms weren't that bad this year.
They weren't that bad.
No. Okay.
There was toilet paper the whole time. Yeah. The sinks just didn't work. But I had
sanitizer. They never.
No, but, like, they didn't work at all. It was weird.
Even,
like,
in the beginning.
I don't think I ever washed my hands right there.
Damn.
That's true.
Because we went early both days.
Yeah. Okay. So, that was a first for me, to be honest. We got there, like, for the first-ish performer both days.
Yeah.
Like, our goal was to get there at 4. I think we got there by 4:30-ish. Both days.
Okay.
No, we got there... What time did Bola play on Saturday?
I think it was 4.
So, yeah. So, we got there at 4 on day 2. And then on day 1, I think we got there, like, at 4:30.
I think we were trying to get there at 3 the second day. Because you wanted to see Jessica.
I was aiming for 3, which was for the opener. The pre-opener, which is, like... It wasn't even technically the opener. It was a pre-party. We didn't make it to that. No.
But we made it to Bolo.
We definitely made it to Bolo, which was...
We love Bolo.
Literally,
we're going next Friday.
So fucking lit.
I stopped myself because I was about to say it.
No, that's crazy.
I don't want to play the game anymore.
That's crazy.
The fact that I'm the one who chose this word.
I know. I thought the other word would be the one you'd be using more. But
we talked about Bolo and I was like, yes. God damn, my stomach burns already. You guys aren't going to get to have any. I'm going to take them all. Are you sure you want me to take another one?
Here, I'll take it for you.
Yeah, okay.
Because I almost said it.
That was funny. That was so much pride.
Because I was going to say, like, it was... I was about to be like, it was pretty lit.
Can't believe you guys didn't catch me. I'm so sneaky.
I know.
So sneaky.
Okay.
Oh my god, he looks scary.
Okay. Michelle is taking one for the team, to be quite frank.
Hey. Oh.
Ooh. She's
so funny.
Okay. Anyway. So yeah, we got there early both days. Okay. That was really cool. Green that flag. Was the first for us. It was definitely still daytime both mm-hmm. days.
Love that.
What else? The only thing is, like, dude, I say this every time and I still don't learn my lesson. As soon as we get there, I feel like time just starts fucking flying.
Yeah.
Everything happens so fast. We're running from stage to stage. And we did not take the time to go, like, walk around and explore, and I do regret that.
Yeah, there was so much...
We didn't go look at no tea party or nothing.
Yeah, I seen the tea party. I seen so much, like, different things you could do, and I was like, oh my god, they're having the best time. And you guys didn't do any of that.
The best time,
but yeah. Didn't do any of, like, the extra stuff that's there. Which I think is, like, why I really want
to
do...
When we went to Escape, we did. We took the time. We went to, like, the little places and stuff, but this time, I don't know, time just really got by.
Yeah,
like I can't even.
And it's pretty crazy because you guys went early too. Mm-hmm. It's not like you guys went late.
Yeah,
I feel like we didn't really have much time.
Like no time in between, right? Mm-mm. We had a stacked lineup. I feel like maybe too stacked because we were like, okay, and we made it to see everyone we wanted to see, but we didn't do anything else.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was like my biggest regret.
Red flag. They did not go to the tea party, meet the Mad Hatter or the Cheshire Cat.
I did say if Brie was there, she would have made sure we did that.
Oh, yeah.
And also the picture taking.
Yeah, I would be like, pictures!
Yeah.
We did, like, no pictures.
Yeah. I have a few on my digital camera that I think are so cool. I want to talk about that for a quick second.
Yeah.
I recently found my old digital camera that I used to pretend to be a vlogger with back in the days when I was in high school. I just found it and I was like, you know what? This is kind of cool. Like, I think it would be cool to walk around with the camera and not my phone.
Yeah.
So I did some Google searches and I found the battery that I needed. I found the SD card that I needed. And I took that shit to Beyond and it was so fun.
Oh, like, I love it.
Yeah. When I remembered to use it, the pictures came out so cool.
Yeah.
And we did the same thing for Coachella.
I know.
It was fun.
Yeah,
it's
my
new favorite thing to do for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing that.
It gets pretty difficult or scary to have your phone out, you know?
Yeah. So and I used to like to take my Polaroid, but it's kind of heavy.
It's heavy. It's chunky.
So,
This just goes on your wrist. And you just,
And I don't care about it that much. So just like flopping all over the place, you know? But yeah, that was pretty cool. Wanted to talk about the Ubers. Yeah. Or the transportation situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're still figuring that out.
You guys stayed at a hotel. You guys didn't... Usually we do the train situation.
Yeah, so the last few, like, raves we've done at Knott Center, we... Or not... Because we took the shuttle this time, but we took the train there. So we've been taking mostly the train. I would say the train is the best fucking option if you don't have a hotel.
Yeah, and I do like it. It's fun.
It's fun. It's just a long, you know,
a long ride. Yeah.
And then you have to catch an Uber when you get out here. Mm-hmm. But still, I think it's the best option. It's the cheapest option. You don't have to
take an Uber when you get out there.
We get out here. When we come back home.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah, so, but it's not a far one. It's not an expensive one. It's just a mission, you know? Yeah. And when you're tired at the end of the day, it's kind of a mission. So this time I was like, let's get a room. Let's not worry about, like, having to take the train all the way home, whatever. So that's what we did. We got the room. And then I was like, okay, we can Uber. You know, it's closer by. Then I was looking, I'm like, we can still take the train because our hotel is next to the train. And because the train only costs like $20, $25 for the whole weekend.
$25.
Nice.
It used to be $20. It went up. Mm. So it only costs $25 for the whole weekend. And I was like, the train station is low-key walking distance from our hotel.
Love that.
We can do that and save some coin and save the hassle finding an Uber because we've already experienced that tragedy and we hate it. So that was the plan, but then I don't know what the fuck happened. We got to the hotel on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then we started
getting
drinking
ready.
I was gonna say getting
I said getting ready.
Because we were low-key already halfway ready, but you know, we were just doing the finishing touches, and then we were pre-gaming. And then I wanted to get there early. That was, like, the main thing. So Jesse was like, let's just Uber there, friend, and then, you know, we'll take the Metro back. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So we Ubered there, and then we didn't buy metro tickets. We didn't think about it anymore. We, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, we were like, fuck, okay, well, we're going to have to call an Uber. So we walked, like, pretty far because, one, there's no service, and cars are blocked off certain ways. So we're like, let's just walk away from the event center and then call an Uber. So we walked a pretty good distance. And I
feel like we're walking for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, we walked a good distance. I pull up the app. $125?
Yeah. The first night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$125 to get to our hotel.
That's crazy.
And we're just like, fuck. No choice, right?
Yeah.
No choice. So I book it. That's not counting tip.
Yeah.
I book it. But not only that, dude, like, we were sitting there waiting for it. Ever for this
Yeah, because I think it was like you did the, like, I think it was a Lyft, so you like paid until you like waited and saved or something.
Is that what I did?
Yeah, because I was like, I was looking at you when you were doing it, uh-huh. and it was like the wait and save.
Yeah, because...
and they were like dropping off other people, but like all the Lyfts and Ubers were doing that.
It was taking forever for not just us. It's just there's a lot of people.
Yeah, Ubering from any event is terrible. Like
yeah.
We try to avoid it at all costs because of that reason.
It really is tragic. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we were there for so long that, like, I was falling asleep on the grass. Jesse was falling asleep on the grass. Like, it was just, like,
yeah.
You know, at this point, it's, like, what? 2-ish, 3-ish in the morning. It was fucking cold.
It was
cold. Obviously, I was...
half naked. I'm just kidding.
Half naked. And... she's like, I was half naked and intoxicated.
Yeah.
And tired and exhausted.
Yeah.
So it just sucks. It sucks. The Uber finally showed up, or the Lyft. We got home. I literally went straight to sleep. Mm-hmm. Did not take off a single part of my costume.
I don't think I took anything off.
I woke up with the collar of that Playboy bunny thing, and I was fucking having a panic attack. I'm like, help me take it off, help me take it off. I like, felt like I was being choked. I had on my layers and my pashmina on me still.
Damn.
And my fucking earmuffs around my neck.
Damn.
It was terrible.
I think I took my collar off at the event.
Mm-mm.
I was starting to get like
went off the next morning along with all my makeup. I woke up, that's another thing, because like what time did we get back to the fucking room?
I said this to a bunch of my friends when we were talking about like
I didn't realize it until after
we got back to the hotel at almost 4 a.m and we woke up at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
that's why Jesse was annoyed with us.
You know what's so funny though, because he's like you know, I'm down to party, you wake up early, have breakfast, and you were like, I will be sleeping.
Yeah.
And he was like, we need to go get breakfast.
I will say, though...
He didn't want breakfast.
He didn't. He did say that he did not fall asleep right away.
Yeah.
He said he was still up...
till like, six.
I don't know if that's true or not. I can't prove it.
He said he was watching TV.
He said he watched a whole movie.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Maybe he did. I don't know, because we knocked the fuck out. Yeah. But
knocked
the next
out.
Morning, and that's the only reason why I woke up, because I had everything on. I had layers on. Mm-hmm. So when I woke up in a fucking panic. I was sweating. I had all these things. And I was trying to take everything off, and then I realized I had all my makeup on still. Yeah. So I got up, and I started taking all that off.
Yeah.
And then I was awake.
Yeah,
and then in doing that, she woke up.
Yeah.
And so we just started talking. We're like recapping the fucking day, whatever. Yeah. And Jesse was just like, bro. He didn't talk
like,
for
well,
a long time.
Might as well start drinking.
Yeah.
It was like 8 a.m.
Started drinking. We ordered. We could have went to McDonald's. It was down the street. But we ordered it down
the fucking. It was down the street?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it was.
All I know is, I'm going to say this. I was a little bit annoyed because I had asked everybody what they wanted.
Uh-huh.
And Jesse said he wanted a sausage biscuit. And I ordered him a sausage biscuit. And this is why I didn't eat that much that day. Because he was like, oh, do I just grab anyone? And I was like, no, yours is a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I didn't want a biscuit.
He was
like, I wanted the McMuffin. And I was like, well, why did you say biscuit? And I was like, okay, it's fine. Because I was like, you know what? Maybe I should have read the order back. Maybe I should have known.
Nah.
And I was
You're
like,
you're going to get the biscuit.
I was like, I'll just eat it. But then the biscuit was so dry. I think I ate the sausage and the egg out of it.
Dude,
No.
And spoiler alert, that's the only thing we ate the whole rest of the day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We did not eat again.
I think that's crazy, but that was literally us at Coachella.
Yeah, we just the same shit for Coachella.
Yeah,
that's probably why.
Even worse, I feel.
That's probably why. And we didn't, no water.
We'll get into that too. Okay. But yeah. So we didn't eat the whole day. Mm-hmm. We got Liddy, and then so that day I was like, let's take the metro. I don't want to fucking worry about the Uber situation again. And we're like, okay, we buy the metro fucking passes, and then we start pressing time. And when mm-hmm. I was like, I do not want to miss Bolo. I do not want to miss Bolo. We start pressing time, so I'm like, fuck it. Let's Uber there. We metro back.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the plan. We Uber there. Our Uber driver lit as fuck. She took a fucking shot from our buzz ball. It was so
what
fun.
What the fuck?
Insert video here.
Sure, Rosie has said it twice. You said Liddy. Oh, and I didn't know if it counted. And then you said lit.
I'm so dead.
You didn't notice.
Yeah, I feel like it should be both of us notice. Yeah.
We can't change the rules now.
Because if not, you're going to just show all of them. You already said it like 5 million times.
I didn't know if Liddy counted, though.
I did not know. Okay, I get too excited.
But the Uber driver was really cool.
She was so cool. She was like, I want to go. We're like,
damn, I didn't catch it.
I got it. She's loud with it.
Damn.
Insert video of... It's a very short video, but
that's crazy.
That's kind of illegal, huh?
Yeah,
don't insert the video.
I feel like we should
just not. Just know we convinced her to take a little shot with us, and it was fun.
Because we had the buzz ball.
We had the biggie buzz ball.
That's fucking funny.
So yeah, we met some cool girls in the freaking bathroom.
Oh yeah, Jack in the Box.
At Jack's.
That's so funny. We meet friends at Jack's all the time. Yeah.
They were from the Valley. That's all I remember. Yeah,
and they told us not to go to Lick and Dip. I'm like, girl, I'm there like every week.
Oh yeah.
She's like, she used to be like the girlfriend of one of the guys there. I don't know, but she's like, they're bad people. I'm like, and I have
I think
heard
they
that.
Are too.
I heard that, but they're just so convenient sometimes.
They're convenient sometimes, but nah, I don't like the people who work there. They ruin my vibe.
I really don't like when I show up at 2:01 and it's free before 2, and then they charge me. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm only not in yet because you guys are taking long to let these other people in.
Forever. Yeah.
Okay.
No. When, no.
Which time did she's method with the tongue?
No, the other time I went to Lick and Dip. We went with Michael. We took him to
my baby brother.
Yeah.
Insert video.
Insert video.
me at the address with my little baby nephew.
We went in, and I was waiting. I went first, and I was waiting to make sure that Michael went in.
Oh, the day that I didn't go?
Yes.
The day I
went home? Yeah, when I asked you, and you're like, they're going to Lick and Dip. So I was like, okay. So I was waiting, and I was looking back to make sure he was going to get in. And the fucking security guard's like, come on, go. Do you not speak fucking English? And then I was like,
ugh.
Fucking bitch. But at the same time, like, I don't want to get kicked out because
Michael is low-key underage.
I know. He's almost 21, soon. Okay?
Soon.
Okay, a couple months. One month.
Look at Michelle's method. It works great.
Told you.
But yeah.
The tongue
method. So I was, like, holding it in, but I'm like, hey, we should have said better, like.
We were trying to figure out what words we should use to play this game, and that was an option.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where were we?
We met the girls.
We met the girls, and then when we got in the festival, we ran into the girls again. We had them come out in a TikTok with us. It was a good time.
Aww.
Yeah.
And then we went to Bolo, had the time of our lives there, and then again, after that, it's like everything happens so fucking fast.
Yeah.
But
so fast.
That day was super exciting because that was the day that Jazz, Tanya, her sister Yvette. We're coming, and Jazz is my girl.
Wait, so we're on the second day already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We didn't really talk about the first day.
You didn't talk
about... Well, I said everything happened so fast.
Oh, okay.
Anything else you want to say about day one?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I got into a lot of my coworkers on the first
she
day.
She did. She. Yeah, you did.
Because, I will say, we did have a totem, and I was sending that picture out.
Oh yeah, like, once you.
I mean, when I was like, I'm not gonna post the totem. I don't want to find nobody.
Yeah,
I was sending it to everybody. People. I was like, I was sending it to people that I probably should not have, but.
LOL.
But yeah, I was sending it to a bunch of people. I did run into my friend Mel,
No.
And that's the one that gave us the like lollipops.
Oh
yeah.
Somebody gave me the little finger too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That was one of candy my coworkers. Trading. Did you guys candy trade the first day? What was your favorite candy? What was your?
I forgot that I had candy on. Because I never have candy.
I think.
You guys didn't prioritize that, like. No. The candy thing? No.
I'm telling you, everything happened so fucking fast. Okay.
I didn't. I never wear them.
Trade a few candies, but it was when I was already kind of pretty drunk, and I vaguely remember. Like,
I really gave one to some guy in the by the restrooms.
That was on day two, though. Oh. When he was like, "Can you pop my cherry, my candy cherry?" Oh, and I was like,
"I'm ready to pop it."
I thought it was day one.
I was about to say. I was like, hell yeah, I'll pop your candy cherry.
Not the Power Rangers.
On day one, I do remember like vaguely doing like some trades.
I didn't do any.
I don't really remember like a lot of the interactions though, but I did get this really cute candy that has a little froggy on it.
Oh yes, wow. I remember.
I got that on day one. I don't remember much of it. Like, yeah. It sucks. I hate that about myself. I don't know my limits.
Yeah.
I
don't know my limits.
Yeah, I'd be blacking out here and there, and so I remember the end of the night. I remember the beginning of the fucking date, but like in between, it gets a little rocky. Yeah. I remember the sets. I remember the gist of the sets, though. So at least there's that, because I was excited to see a lot of people this time. So mm-hmm. I do remember those things. What else? Are we done with day one?
Yeah.
So day two, I ran into a lot of people I knew, like, right from the jump. I saw my friend Alexis literally right when we walked in.
Oh, no way.
He tripped me the fuck out because I did not recognize him.
Really?
What? Because I know him, but, like...
Was he, like, in a rave attire?
Yeah, I mean, he had, like, a bucket hat and glasses on.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I remember you running into somebody.
Yeah, it was right when we walked in. Yeah. And we were at the bathroom.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Right after I popped
It's hard in. To find your friends, first of
yeah.
all.
Yeah. So that's crazy. Why I thought it was funny. But I think it's because I posted the totem after day one. I posted it. And so, because there's no way he saw me. Like, yeah. I was in a blonde wig.
Yeah. Yeah. She was unrecognizable.
So he probably did recognize the totem and then me.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if I posted a picture of myself. Maybe I did. But anyways, so like literally
I posted us. Maybe you reposted
it. Maybe I reposted it. Right when we walked in, we stopped at the first bathroom and he comes up to me and he gives me like a little side hug. And I literally thought he was a stranger.
You're like,
I gave him a little side hug too. And then I'm like, I look at him like, oh shit. Like, I know you. So that was cool. And then I did see him again later on in the day. Like, we just crossed paths again. So,
that's cool.
I saw people that day. And then we met up with Karina both days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Karina's Rosie's ex-coworker and friend now.
Now friend. Yeah. We've talked about her before. Karina went both days. We met up with her both days. More on day one than day two.
Yeah, I feel like she stayed with us a lot day one.
Yeah. So then day two... The big thing was that we were going to meet up with Jazz and Tanya, and Tanya's sister Yvette.
Rosie's friends.
Yes, all my friends. Jazz is my favorite outside girly to go with. We both seen going outside, and we both like to go out to fucking...
We love Jazz.
After. She goes to afters with me. Like, you know, she's down. She's hitting me up tonight, you know? Like, today. Love Jazz. So, but this is her first rave. We've gone to afters together several times. This is was going to be her first rave. I was super excited.
She was like unsure about it. We were like convincing her, like, please go Friday and Saturday. Like, once you go Saturday, you're going to be like, fuck, I regret not going Friday.
Yeah. And I do.
But she was nervous. She was nervous. Yeah. She was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to like it like that. Like, I don't know. She was like iffy because it was her first time.
Yeah. She was nervous. Come on. Don't do that.
Come here.
Come on.
I finished my drink.
I drink 3 Jello shots, so. So, yes, we met up with Jazz, had a blast with her.
She was a really good time.
I keep saying Jazz because it was her first rave, and, like, that was the one, but, like, all of them.
Yeah.
We met up with all of them, had a great time.
And Tanya's first rave, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yvette is a raver.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she is. But... Which is because I'm like, okay, she's a raver. So I'm like, who do you want to see? And she's like, I'm following you today, girl. Like, whatever you want to do. Okay. I'm here with you. And I was like, aw, love that. And yeah, like, we had a great time. Like, all of us were just fucking vibing, dancing, shaking our booties. It was so fun. And then, yeah, I just felt like I blinked and the night was over.
Yeah.
The night was over. So then we're like, okay, to the metro station. Mm-hmm. Onward with our plan.
I will say, I do remember a girl giving me candy on the train. And it said kitty.
Oh, yeah. She just handed it out, though.
And I was like, oh, my God. How does she know that I have cats?
Yeah, she was literally so excited. I was like, it's perfect for me.
I think it also had Hello Kitty happens. On it. Or a little cat on it. And I was like, how does she know that I have cats?
Aww. Yeah.
I do have a lot of cats.
Yeah. A lot of cats.
My cat just had babies. So
oh, my God, Michelle.
You should get them, like, all together and take a picture.
She has, like, 50 cats.
I don't have 50.
20.
25.
No. You have 20.
I'm trying to count in my head.
The fuck do you have to count, bro?
It's because one of my cats, just she keeps having babies and she keeps running away from us when we try to, like, catch her to go get her.
She has at least 20 cats, bro.
I don't think I have 20. I have, like, maybe 15. But they're most of them are outside.
And she's pregnant.
No, she just had the babies.
Okay, anyways. So we get on the metro, right? We're set. We're good to go. We're like, yes, this is the better option. We did a good job today. And then they're like, they get on the fucking speaker and they're like, okay, just so you know, this is a limited stop route. Blah, blah, blah. The next stop will be...
First stop will be Fontana.
Fontana? And I was like, wait, what did he say? Because we're supposed to get off on the first stop, which was Rialto, right? Mm-hmm. So... He said Fontana, and I look at Michelle, I'm like, they're skipping Rialto. And then we started looking at the map, and she's like, we're going to be 20 minutes further away.
Thank God you guys noticed that, though.
I was like, we could.
We started freaking out. We're like, fuck, what do we do?
Yeah, I was like, I mean, we technically could stay on, get our $25 worth, and go to Fontana, and then get an Uber from Fontana.
Back to Rialto.
But I was like, then we're going to spend double money.
Yeah.
Which I guess technically...
We still did.
Yeah.
But, I mean... In our head, we were like, what's the better option?
It was
option?
So expensive?
Less than the night before.
Yeah, I think the second night, I think it was only bucks. 50 bucks.
Yeah. But we didn't know how much it was going to cost.
But that was because I had, like, I was a Dash Pass.
Okay, so we were sitting there, scrambling in our heads. We're like, what's the better option? Because yesterday we had a bad time trying to find an Uber, first of all. Mm-hmm. So we were like, fuck, like, do we get off now? Do we go to fucking Fontana and then Uber back? Maybe it'll be easier to Uber back from there. We start panicking. I'm like, fuck, let's get off.
Yeah.
So we get off the freaking metro and we call an Uber from there. And again, some of the streets are blocked off.
Yeah, the Uber, I ordered the Uber. And he called me right away.
He was on site.
Yeah, he was already there. And he called me right away. And he was like, hey, like, I'm looking at your location at where you're at. But I can't get to you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do you mean you can't get to me? Because there was cars. There was cars on the street.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean you can't get to me? And then he was like, where I'm at, it would take me longer to go around, to go down that street to get to where you're at right now.
So he wanted you to walk.
Yeah, he was on the other side of the metro station.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so he was like, telling me exactly, he was like,
dude,
if you go.
Bless this guy's heart.
Yeah.
Straight up, bless his heart. Not only did he wait for us, he stayed on the phone with Michelle
the whole time.
And he guided us to him.
Because he was like, go straight. And then he goes, the street is this. And then I was like, okay. And then I was like telling them, I was like, let's go this
honestly,
way.
Honestly, Michi is the best one for directions.
Thank you.
Like, you know,
she I want to talk about that.
She literally will like lock in and be like,
yeah,
okay. And then and then me and Rosie are just like,
yeah. I was walking, and then he was like, okay, now you're gonna turn left. And then that's when he was like, I think I could see you, like.
And that's when Michi was waving Bri around.
I was like, I'm waving, and then he was like, do you have like something you're waving in your hand? I said, yes, it's a person. I was like, I'm waving
person.
It. Yeah.
It's a special person.
And then he was like, okay, I'm right here. And then
Did you introduce me to him?
I'm sorry, I did not.
Oh my gosh, we were so overwhelmed with everything.
This is Baby
Bri.
Hello?
We forgot to do it. We also didn't strap you in that time.
We didn't.
No sleep.
We strapped you in the first
time. Yeah. No, safe. I probably wouldn't have strapped in you.
But yeah, he was really cool. And then he was like, even at the point where when he saw us, like, he could have hung up, but he stood on, he was like on the phone with me till I literally walked up to his car.
Wow.
He was a gem.
MVP. MVP.
He was a gem.
And then he was even like the totem that we had. He's like, do you want to put it in the trunk?
Aww.
Like, he was really sweet.
Yeah.
I think his name was like Ray or something.
Okay. I hope you tipped him.
We love Ray.
I don't remember.
Fuck.
Sorry, Ray.
And not to backtrack, but when you brought up the direction thing, I do have to talk about this because it's so funny to me. Because Michelle is good with directions.
She fucked up.
She's good with directions, right? We got fucked up.
It happens. It happens. It's a rave.
I feel like I was able to lead us around a little better on day one.
Yes.
I don't know what happened on day two. I think I was just so excited that everybody was there. All my friends were there. Like, we had sets to catch. Like, I just had so much going on. And then I was just like, fuck, I don't remember where this stage is. We also went to a different stage that we had
that
never been
to. That
is
what messed me up.
Yeah.
Because we were trying, we were at, like, the looking glass. We were trying to get back to the Mad Hatter. And it was, like, crunch.
We knew where the Mad Hatter was the day before, no problem.
But all of a sudden,
And then I was walking. I was like, it's this way, it's this way, it's this way.
She's like, I got this. I know where I'm going. I'm like, good.
It was so funny, though, because Yvette was my girl. She had all the faith in me. And I'm
that
walking.
That would be me.
I had all the faith in her, too. The fuck? I didn't question nothing. I'm just following her. Like, let's go.
People had doubts.
Some people did it.
Some people didn't trust me.
And they were right.
Yeah. I was walking and I'm like, I think it's this way. It's this way. It's this way. And then all of a sudden, I see like little shops.
Mm-hmm.
Never so seen them before in my life.
You're like, oh, fuck. I
said, oh, no. And then I'm thinking to myself, fuck, how do I get out of here? And so then I walk up to the these
you
random
start
people.
You asking questions.
Yeah. Also, if I'm a very shy person.
Oh, I'm not.
Like, in regular life, in regular life, I'm very shy. When I'm drunk,
I'm like, can you walk me there, please?
I'm walking to this couple.
I've done that before.
I walk up to this couple. I'm
be like, look, I'm Liddy. I'm too drunk.
He said Liddy. Got her.
And we both caught it.
Whoa. Shots fired. yes.
Yeah, I walked up to this couple, and I was like, hey, y'all, how do we get to the Mad Hatter?
Cheers.
And they were like, girl, you're on the other side. I said, no, don't tell me
how am I going to tell my friends?
I said, how am I going to tell them that they've been trusting me wrong?
You should have been like, can you tell them that they changed the stages? like, back me up.
So then I'm like, I'll figure this out. Don't worry. So then I go to the bar. And I'm like, I'm just buying a water, guys. Don't worry about me. I'm just getting the water. And then Yvette walks up to me.
Not questioning the thing.
Yvette walks up to me. She goes, are you good? And I said, I don't know where we're at. I said, if I'm being quite honest with you, I have no idea where we're at. And I said, but I told them that I'm getting a water. But I'm about to add this man for directions.
Stop it right now. I'm going to choke and die.
I think at that point I did question you too. I think I said something and you were like, I got this.
I was like, I'm just getting a water. Don't worry.
She's fucking freaking out. Don't worry. I got this.
Yeah, I was like, help have me. No fear, guys. I'm just going to buy the water. I just need
like,
a water.
Help me.
You're so mean. You're so
like,
mean.
Sir, please. Where's the Mad Hatter stage? And he was like, okay, I'm going to tell you where it's at. Will you remember? I said,
nope.
I said, sure will, sir. He goes, go straight down and make a left. And he was like, you're coming the opposite way. He's like, you're literally going back from it.
There's something just like, that's so fun about being lost, though. It's just like,
yeah.
It's part of the adventure.
Yeah.
And then Yvette, she was like, I have your back, girl. You know where you're going. We always trusted you. No one lost faith in you. And I was like, thank you.
That's so funny.
Then we finally get there, and I was like, see, guys, I got us here.
We're here. It took us half an hour, but we're here.
Yeah, we were on the other side of the festival.
No, I think once we almost got there, you did tell me, you're like, I did get a little lost at one point.
I'm not going to lie, but I'm getting here.
I'm just walking around like, okay, whatever.
I was like, I was like, everyone who doubted me, you were right.
When I'm drunk, I don't give a fuck where we are.
No, literally.
But I'm just walking and having the time of my life. Like, nothing bothers me. I'm so unbothered.
No, literally, like, we could be just... I literally just follow everyone, and then there's music, and I'm like...
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, looking at my shoes, I'm like, walk straight, walk straight, walk straight. Follow with me, follow me, follow me.
Steps.
Yeah! What's going on in my head? Step, step, step. Damn, my foot hurts. Steps.
No, my feet were hurting so bad.
Step.
Follow Rosie, follow Rosie. Oh, she's going faster. Follow. That's okay, literally, that's all in my brain.
Okay.
So anyways, do we have anything else we want to add to the Beyond story?
I don't think so.
Survive.
I have a question. Hangover.
Yeah.
What was the biggest, like, highlight of that weekend?
Highlight.
Or, no, you know what? No. Let's start with the low light. What was, like, the most annoying or, like...
The Uber rides.
Yeah. The Uber rides. Okay. What was the highlight?
I have one more low light. Sorry.
Okay, tell me.
The weather.
Really?
It was cold as fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, really? Here's the thing. She gets very cold. I wasn't that cold.
Yeah.
I get really cold, too.
I got cold almost immediately on day one.
A lot of people...
To the point where I had my outfit on for, like, a couple hours, and then I put pants and a shirt
over. Oh, really? Yeah, that's the one thing I do hear is that Beyond is cold, which we were worried about. So for day one, it was cold, but day two?
Cold,
yeah.
I think you were in your outfit longer on day one than day two.
I just didn't want to deal with it at all. Mm-hmm. I was like, why am I shivering? I brought extra clothes.
Yeah.
I took tights or like some type of like yoga pants and mm-hmm. a very thick, warm long sleeve for both days.
Dude, the thermal long sleeves that you the same ones, right? That you bought to Coachella?
Yes.
Send me the link. Right? I love them.
They're from Shein.
Because one, it's R.I.P. super thin for us to like wrap into like, you know, the backpack.
In your backpack.
But when you put it on, I was like, wait, like I feel good.
Oh no, where's my drink? Oh, it's right here.
She's losing her drink, Sarah.
I'm getting drunk.
Bear.
Drunk. So you were drunk.
Not.
Yeah, see, you wanted him.
So yeah.
Would you like me to take him away?
That was a little light for me. The weather was cold.
Go on, Bear.
But I was prepared, so there's that. Oh. It's actually funny because on day one, I didn't take the long sleeve, remember?
What are you wearing then?
I didn't take the long sleeve.
Oh, you wrapped a pashmina around it, didn't you?
So I didn't take the long sleeve because Jesse swore up and down that he was going to get hot. He's mm-hmm. like, because he was wearing a robe to be Hugh Hefner, right?
I'm so fucking
a
dead.
A thick-ass robe.
Yeah. So he was like, I'll give it to you.
I'm going to answer the picture because I have one that to me is so funny because he's like, I'm going to be sweating, friend. You can wear the robe, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. As soon as we get there, he's like, it's fucking cold. And I'm like, what do you mean you're cold? I'm cold. I need your robe. So I took the pants, but I didn't take the warm shirt,
because
he was going to lend me the
robe.
The robe. No, he never took that robe off. Not one time.
Fucking Jesse.
Not only did he not take the robe off, he was also covered in a pashmina.
I'm so sad.
I have a picture.
You're like,
I have a picture.
But he was hot enough to give me his backpack, because he was like, it's too hot, and you need to hold my backpack.
It's too hot. I don't want to carry my backpack. Nah.
No.
But yeah, so I just thought that was funny, because I'm like, what do you mean you're cold? You told me you're going to be warm. Like, that's why I didn't fucking bring my shirt.
You said you run hot, I run cold.
I thought that was so funny. But I survived, you know?
Mm.
But hold on. I just want to show you guys the picture really quick, and then we'll put it up here, because I just think it's so funny.
Yeah, me and Rosie do run cold. And when it's like, sometimes it gets too cold where it's uncomfortable and we don't like that shit.
Yeah, I don't deal with cold very well.
Yeah.
My legs never get cold. My arms, like if I have a jacket, I'm good.
You know what's insane?
Look at this.
Wait, let me zoom in.
This is so funny to me. I took that on my digital camera, I think.
Damn, and this is still during the day, bro.
Yeah.
That's almost right when we got there.
That was when he was buying his other pashmina.
Yes. He bought a pretty sick Beyond Wonderland.
Yeah, right? That's sick. I know, he bought me my first pashmina, and I'm treasuring it.
I love him so much. I don't know if I told you guys, but I found mine. Remember, I was like, I lost
it. Oh, yes.
Found it.
Good.
I took it to
And you've been
fine.
She's been finding good-ass fucking pashminas at Marshall's.
Ross.
Or Ross.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, and they're so nice. I was like, wait, like, why have I never looked? Like, they're jeweled out. Like, there was one that was cheetah, and we should have fucking bought it.
Cause but my outfit didn't even
I
work
know,
out,
but
so
I like... love cheetah. Like, I should have bought it. Maybe I should have bought it.
Okay, we can go back. Probably still there.
Yeah, we should go back.
Okay, so let's make that the end of our Beyond story. All in all, 10 out of 10, I'll do it again over and over and over again.
They'll do it again with me this time.
Yes.
I'm really, really sad that I didn't go because...
Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, because I've been wanting to go to Beyond for so long because it's Alice in Wonderland theme. I want to dress like Cheshire. Yeah, I'm so sad. But next time.
Yeah. We didn't finish the highlight and low light thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So, oh, yeah. Highlight. What's your biggest highlight?
I think that it would have to be Bolo. I think that we all just were on the right vibe for Bolo.
And I also like Alley Cat. Alley Cat was so fun.
I was like, I don't know who that is. Too drunk for Alley Cat. I was gonna say a different word, but I can't. So, but I was having the fucking time of my life there, shaking my ass all over them bleachers.
Yeah,
I had a good time at Alley
Cat. I will say I only recently found her when we went to Vegas and saw her in Vegas.
I knew of her, but that was the first time we saw her when we went to Vegas.
And I was like, wow, she's so good. And then when I found out she was at Beyond, I was like, I really... Because also, I didn't have any plans going into Beyond. I didn't have anybody I really wanted to see. You had no time to think, to be honest. Yeah. Like, and so I was like, I'm just going to go with Rosie's plan, whatever she wants to go.
I'm down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, I like this.
I wanted to see Illenium. Mm-hmm. And we saw what? Zed's dead?
At the same time? We actually ended up leaving.
Yeah. Well,
the plan was to watch Zed's dead, but we...
Also, you guys didn't watch it?
We didn't
watch... We saw a little bit of him.
Like, the first couple minutes, and then we were, like, looking at the time, and we're like, we still have to walk to the metro, which, in hindsight, didn't matter, because we didn't take the metro after all, but we thought we were going to, so we were like, we should probably get going. We split up from some of the group. So we were like, we need to find the group. We need to go to the locker. We need to get our shit. So we were like,
responsibilities.
We had to bounce early. So we actually didn't even catch Zed's dead.
Yeah. I did. Like, we were walking, and we were walking towards the lockers, and we passed by Illenium. And I did hear the one song that I wanted to hear from him. Or them.
I don't know either, girl. Don't even ask me.
But I did hear the one song. I stayed back for like 2 seconds. And I, like, vibed there for a minute. And then I, like, ran to catch up with them at the lockers.
So, we did not stay the whole time. I mean, we were there till the end, but we had to go, like, get our shit and, like, meet up with the group and walk to the metro. So that took away from the last time for us.
Yeah.
I will say about the little, like, teapot.
Oh my God, they have a
teapot. They were teapot. Yeah. They were cute.
It was, like, $50. And I will say...
Probably, was it worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
We are moving on to Orange Mango. I opened the extra one because...
Yeah, you were done way before us.
Yeah,
no, I don't finish drinks.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. Wait, you know what? My fucking mother. My mother that doesn't drink for the life of her was like, damn, Mitchie, you babysitting? I was like...
Michelle is known to be a babysitter.
Yeah,
I like to call her out on it. I think it's funny because, like, I...
Anyways, Michelle's a babysitter when it comes to her drinks.
She is. So she still has that first drink and we'll go to the next one. It's fine. It's part of who she is. I like to make fun of her, but it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I was in the middle of something.
I'm sorry, I had to be blessed.
Yeah, Bree's mom did call me out.
Yeah, pretty crazy. That's what I was like,
Bree's mom also called us out on Tuesday last time. I was like, oh,
dude,
shit.
Dude, me and Rosie were sharing a fucking Fat Tuesday. And then she was just like, oh.
She's and like, then you're not done yet? She finished hers. Like, I was like, oh, fuck, we fucked up. We were
brutally.
I said it!
They forgot.
I'm just trying to get better in a.
But we were.
We were.
Well, you guys were. I don't think I was.
We were.
For some reason. Why wasn't I?
Because you were babysitting.
That. And I don't think you got a Fat Tuesday. But you
I did.
You did? Oh, then why weren't you?
I didn't get a big one.
I don't know, but even that dinner, we were like.
We were drunk.
Oh, that dinner got me.
We got drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we're ready to move on to the next subject.
Yes. Yeah.
Very quickly, right after Beyond, I went on a little road trip with my cousin Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Not little, actually, or little in terms of how far we went, but long in terms of days because we were gone I was gone from Saturday to Friday. And I thought it was kind of funny because we had already decided that we weren't going to make Coachella, even though I was trying my best to make it. I was like, there's no way I can afford Coachella. Like, it's too last minute, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, honestly, when we went last year, the tickets came out right after, and we're like, bro.
We weren't recovered.
Yeah, we just spent so much money, like, no. And then,
a lot of things
the happened. People that we stayed with, Maryland, they got it right away. They're like, are you guys down? We're like, girl, we need to recover.
We were like, we're down, but we can't buy them right now.
Yeah. And it just never happened. And also, the lineup was good, but it wasn't just like, like, we need to get it. But once it came down to it and seeing people, like, post about it, we were like...
No, because for me, like, once it turned January, I was like, dude, I want to go.
Uh-huh.
I
want
to
go.
And I was trying to fucking figure out a way to go. And it just... My finances were not financing, and I was like, I can't do it. I literally can't. I could, but I'm going to be in more debt than I need to be, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to fucking
get
do
out
better.
Of it.
I'm trying to get out of that, so I have to accept it. I'm not going. That was a hard pill for me to swallow, but I was like...
And it just started getting harder and harder.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not going to go.
Well, you had texted me asking me, because I had posted the lineup, and I was like, should this be my first Coachella? And then, like, a lot of people were like, just go. And I know a couple of my friends were going, and they were like, just go. And I was like, well, I'm not going to go by myself to Coachella.
Yeah.
And so then I think either I had texted you or you had texted me something where we were like, well, let's just go, because you said that everyone didn't want...
Bree was like, I'm not down. And I'm like, okay, so what am I going to do, you know?
And you're like...
I wasn't down until literally, like... the week of, and I was like, I'm getting FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so we were kind of trying to figure out how we would go, and then after a while, I was like, I can't do it. I literally can't do it. I don't have the money.
I almost bought the ticket because you were like, I'm trying to save, and I'm going to buy the ticket next month, and I was like,
myself a deadline, and I was like, okay, I'm going to save my money and buy the ticket. Life kept happening over and over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, fuck, I can't do it. So she texts me, she's like, did you buy your ticket? I'm like, no, I can't do it. She's like, okay, you're probably right. So I accepted my fate. I'm like, I can't go. And then my cousin told me about this road trip that he was planning on going on with his kids. Blah, 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 blah. Long story short, I'm like, what are the days?
It wasn't recording.
I don't know what happened.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Hello.
So my cousin told me about the trip, and I'm like, dude, that sounds like fun. When is it? And it was literally the dates of Coachella. So I'm like, you know what? I'm in, because that'll distract me from Coachella. Like, I already know myself. I suffer from FOMO so fucking bad. It's not even funny.
Dude, it was so funny. Rosie was like, you know what? This might be good for me. I'm going to be offline. Like, I'm not going to even get FOMO because I'm not going to be able to see anything. That bitch had a fucking reception like no other.
No, the funny thing is, on weekend one, it's because we were originally supposed to leave to the trip on Friday of weekend one.
That's true.
So if we would have done that, I would not have had service for the first weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't leave on Friday. We left on Sunday morning. Oh. So I was able to watch the lives of Friday and half of Saturday. I ended up driving up to Elsinore on Saturday, and we started camping in Elsinore on Saturday, but we went to where there's no service on Sunday. So I was able to see most of the weekend, and I started getting FOMO.
Yeah.
And then Bree's texting me. She's like, dude, I have so bad FOMO. And then we were supposed to
stay. I'm like, I'm mad. Why didn't we go?
Why did we do this?
Fuck.
We were supposed to stay on our trip until Saturday. And then, like, as the days progress and we start realizing, like, okay, it's going to be a lot of work for us to drive back home. The RV's due, blah, blah, blah. We're like, let's leave on Friday instead. As soon as my cousin said, let's leave on Friday instead, I'm like, I can still go to Coachella on Saturday and Sunday.
She tells me this, and I'm just like, I'm not telling Rosie no. I'm just like,
And that's the other thing, because a lot of times Bree will be like, no, Rosie.
Yeah, like, don't be crazy. I need to stop here. But no, I was like,
she's like, wait, I'm kind of down. And then by her telling me that, it just really fucking, really put something in my head. I started looking up tickets.
Full
send. I started scheming. I'm like, full send. I'm hitting people up, like, trying to find us a way to get to Coachella on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm also figuring out the logistics. I'm checking my bank account. I'm like, dude, I think I can do it. Like, whatever. I left and right was hitting people up, and then
but you know what, like, the whole offer up situation, no one responded.
Literally nobody responded.
That's actually crazy, because the year before they did.
Yeah,
it was so fast, you know, like, people were trying to,
no
like
one would, half of the people didn't even read my messages.
Yeah, same.
I don't know what
happened. It was really, really weird. And we were, like, kind of, like, losing hope because of that. But we had a little plan B.
So one of my friends,
we snuck in, we drew a hole in. I'm just kidding.
We dug underground and then we dug out in VIP. Yeah. Okay, so one of our friends had a hookup that was like able to get us in on Saturday, for a pretty decent price.
Yeah,
and we don't want to get into too much detail about that. But we got in, bitch.
So we got in.
I was like, okay. So I confirmed. I'm like, hey, can we go on Saturday? Blah 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 blah. Yes, you're in. I'm like, okay, period. I text Bri. I'm like, dude, we're going on Saturday.
Wait,
I'm literally still on vacation, bro.
No, keep going.
And I'm like, I'm just like on vacation.
Oh no, I did it.
Oh, she said it.
I did.
You did.
I didn't hear anything.
The P word.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Damn it.
Nobody heard it.
I'm just listening so good.
I know. And I have these on, so I'm like, what the fuck?
Even I don't know what I said.
I should have heard better.
Okay, go.
I thought that's why you said to stop. I was like, oh, she heard it too.
Oh, no. I was okay, go. It's because I'm like so into the story.
Go.
No. I'll tell you.
Because you're going to lose it.
I did lose it already.
Fuck. Okay, so I'm still on vacation, and I'm just, like, totally scheming now, because I'm like, fuck, okay, I'm getting back on Friday, but Friday's gonna be a long-ass day. We're gonna drive from fucking June Lake to Lake Elsinore, unpack, and then from Lake Elsinore, I have to drive back to LA, and then I have to get ready for Coachella on Saturday morning.
And originally, we're like, okay, Rosie, like, we're gonna, like, go there.
Yes.
And come back.
And then come back.
Yeah.
Why were we so down for that? Like, we were just so down.
I suffer from SOMO.
Yeah.
From SOMO.
SOMO. So much SOMO.
Suffer from FOMO so much that I was like, SOMO. I am willing to drive to Coachella and then drive home at night. Like, no big deal. I'll just be responsible. Blah, 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 blah. Period.
Okay, that was pretty clear. I heard that one.
You caught yourself.
Yeah. I heard that one. No, oh my god, not me about to say it.
We're ready for another shot. Oh, there's the last one.
Hey.
Really? He took all of the shots.
Literally, he took...
I would have had to take all of them, except for one, if it wasn't for Michelle helping me with one.
For real.
Anyway.
The last one that I took was really rough. I was like...
They're all rough.
I should have just brought all of them. I had more at home.
You should have. Okay, so anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah, we were willing to do that. You know, I was like, I'll drive, no problem, I'll be responsible, blah, blah, blah.
We're like, but. But then
it clicked in my head that I'm paying so much fucking money, or we're paying, I'll say we now, we are paying so much money, me and my ex, for this timeshare that we got fucking suckered into, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute, I think there's one in Indio. So I started looking it up. Oh, wait a minute. It's available.
The fact that it was available in the first place, because last year it was unavailable, so that's why we can't.
And I checked way, way early last year. Last year, the minute we bought our Coachella tickets, which was early, I checked to see if the hotel was available, and it was completely sold out. This year, I'm checking the day before, and it's available.
The universe is saying, bitch, go.
It was a sign. I literally was like, bitch, if it's available, that's a fucking sign. Boom, available.
It's telling
us that shit. And then we full sent for one day.
Full sent, yeah. And just to keep in mind, like, we have been campers this, you know, whole this Coachella adventure. So this was a new experience. We like camping. It's not... You know, I feel like it's not as bad as, like, social media says it is, but it's not the best, of course. Like, there's...
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. But I feel like us, like, we created a good, like, I don't know, space. We had our own shower. We had our own bathroom system. What the fuck?
Wait.
Pause.
I got it. It was happened to me in my life.
It was stuck in your piercing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that's so scary.
That's like a thousand reasons to die.
I know.
Bear's like,
okay, sorry.
Asleep on my lap.
One.
What was his name?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was a new experience for us. Oh, yeah. Camping. Because I think we were so organized with it. We had our own shower. We had our own bathroom system. We had our own... We made it work. Our own cooking system. Honestly, we fucking ate like fucking champions.
Mm-hmm. I like this one better.
We had even... We had couches. We had... I don't know. We knew how to work it, you know? And it wasn't the worst. It really wasn't.
Right.
But... With this whole the little timeshare thing, I was like, wait, I could get used to this. I'm not sweating.
We have a bed to come home to.
That bed was so comfortable. I slept better than I sleep in my house. Like, I was like...
Like a baby.
I didn't sleep
that much, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I stayed up partying.
No, it was... She stayed up partying, but it was kind of crazy. Like, I just, like... No, I was literally dragging my feet.
You started to get sick. You were like, I'm nauseous.
Oh, that's right.
We got back to the room all of a sudden because we were good. And then all of a sudden, B's like, I'm starting to not feel good.
I felt good the whole time except when we got there. Yeah.
And then I think I gave you a nausea pill.
I think that helps because the next morning I was fine.
Yeah, I gave her a nausea pill and she's like, I think I'm going to go to bed. And I was like,
yeah. Because I was feeling like that, I literally like sunk in and I had the like best sleep of my life. And I woke up feeling amazing. Still 10 out of 10.
Yeah. No, the hotel was nice.
Nice.
It's nice. Honestly, there's no roaches here.
No, wait. There's no snakes or here or nothing. Dude, did you see the fucking snakes at Coachella campsite?
I didn't know
that was a thing.
I don't
know. It was like the desert, so.
Yeah, but we stayed there 2 years and never seen nothing but no snakes.
If I knew that was a thing, I wouldn't have stayed outside.
But friend, we slept in cars.
The first year I was in the tent.
You're right. You guys have to pee again.
Okay. Anyways, I saw a lot of snakes on fucking TikTok and I was like, damn, if I knew that, I wouldn't have been outside. Now, knowing this is an option, the second me and Rosie walked in, they're like, you want shots for like a $3, you want a drink for $5, you want this?
The hotel?
Yes, and they had a fucking flask that you could fucking, you know, like sneak in. We're like, wait.
Those things. And they also had their own shuttle service.
They had
and
their I was own like, shuttle
this
service.
This is so fucking sick. Mm-hmm. From your hotel to Coachella and then back to your hotel.
We don't have to worry about the fucking Uber situation. Like, and the hotel itself, they had a fucking lazy river.
It was so nice.
You're telling me I could be hungover? Like,
dude, it was so nice. Our room was so nice.
It was so nice. The bed. I kept on talking about the bed. I'm like having thinking about it. It was so good.
Brianna.
Sorry. We're gonna bleep that out.
I'm just kidding. Don't bleep it up.
But it was so nice.
But yeah, no, honestly, 10 out of 10.
And it had a kitchen, so like if we really wanted to like make our own breakfast, you know, we could.
That reminds me, I should probably book that now.
Yeah, I was really thinking about that.
We just bought our Coachella tickets, you guys.
Yeah.
For next year.
Because we had so much FOMO, we were like, we need to be responsible this time. Do it ahead of time. Do the advance sale.
Do the payment plan.
Because once it comes out, you're going to be like...
And honestly, even with us not loving the fucking lineup...
We have a good time.
Yeah.
And I will say, I'm sorry, I don't want to like be like... I wasn't that excited about Green Day, but Green Day was fucking lit. Right?
Oh my God.
That's the only reason why I wanted to go.
I know.
How much Green Day I knew.
No, same.
Green
like,
and I were jumping around like little kids. Like, it was so fun.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. I don't want to give you FOMO. Okay.
I said lit, but there's no more
shots.
But like, yeah.
It's okay. I watched the live stream.
I wasn't crazy weekend. Excited about Green Day. Like,
I was down to skip it.
I honestly didn't even know. Like, I was like, I recognize the name, but I'm like, do I really know much songs? Me and Rosie were having the fucking time of our lives. Dude, honestly, like, so good. It was so good. And the performance, dude, they have fucking fireworks.
It's funny because earlier we were like, we remember T-Pain and that's about it.
No, Green Day.
Green Day
was fucked. Me and Rosie were like, what the fuck? Why is it so good? What the fuck?
Like a 2 Chainz situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice when you're pleasantly surprised when you think that you're not that excited about someone and then they fucking just really do the thing when you're like, damn, I fucked up.
What I do like about Coachella, like sometimes there's like gaps in between. You're like, oh, like, you know, like I'm not crazy about seeing anyone, but like I'm down to see someone new. And when you see someone new, you're like, wait, what the fuck? That person's so fucking good.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I love it's learning about new people.
Has so many different genres.
Yes,
not all one thing. I think that is so cool. Yeah. So yeah, we just lived our very best life at game day. We really did.
I will say.
I'm sorry. Travis fucking
Scott,
bro.
I would have not gone to him.
Dude. Okay. I had so much fun. Really? We were in our own... Well, we got, like we didn't go in, but we got...
That far.
We didn't... Yeah, we weren't that far either, but we found, like, a little pocket.
A huge pocket.
We were able to dance, and we were just vibing with everyone. Like, everyone was vibing with us. Like, we were creating our own little mosh pit.
Yeah. A safe one.
Yeah.
A cutesy one.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So those are the three highlights.
T-Pain, I was fully there for it. And I was just like...
I was fully there for Green Day, too, for some reason.
No, right? Okay, I locked in for Green Day, and I locked in for Travis Scott, too. Because, like...
Travis Scott was so fun. I don't know, like... Again, I was a little scared of Travis Scott, because, you know, because, like, the crowds be getting a little crazy. They be pushing. Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No. We were in, like, the safest spot. Ever.
So many cool people
so
around
many
us.
Good vibes, so many, like, everyone was just vibing with the music, and we were like,
dude, we jumped around like there was no tomorrow for both of those, or for three of those.
Yeah.
Everything in between a little blurry.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Dude, those three worth it. And it's funny because, like, if when I looked at the lineup in my head, I was like, if we miss Green Day, not worried about it. Travis Scott, yeah, I'm down to see, but, like, not crazy about him.
Yeah,
you know? For sure I was gonna see T-Pain though.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like...
Yeah, Charlie, sadly, like, I just remember a glimpse.
I didn't care about Charlie anyway, so, like, whatever.
I cared about certain songs, and I don't remember that. But
I think I watched her live stream. But yeah. I will say, I was...
The first weekend was much better.
Yeah, I wanted to go so bad, and my financials didn't let me go.
Michelle was invited, by the way.
Yeah, yes, she...
just couldn't make it for financial reasons.
Yeah. But she's going next year. She got her ticket.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But I was watching your guys' story. I was trying to watch. And none of you guys posted. Neither one of you posted.
And that's so funny because the next day, I literally told Brie, did you post anything?
We're like, no one fucking knows we're here. How the fuck did we not post anything?
We didn't post anything. I think, like, a picture.
We didn't post anything till the next day.
One thing is that me and Rosie were afraid that we weren't going to get in.
Okay, because the way we went in was not exactly legal, okay?
It was a little suspicious.
We don't want to talk about details, but we didn't have a wristband.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. We did a little trickaroo.
I did have anxiety about that, too.
Yeah.
That was also stressed out.
We walked backwards and...
We kind of had anxiety about it, but the person that we were going with had done this the whole first weekend and already was doing it on weekend two. So I'm like, if he's been able to get away with it, like, we're probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
But in the back of our heads... Or I told Brie, I'm like, dude, I don't want to post anything about going until we're in
because
I'm scared.
We never know.
What if we don't get in, you know?
So I think we had that mentality the whole fucking time. But once we got in, we were present, baby.
Forget about posting anything. Yeah. We took videos and shit, but we didn't post it.
Yeah.
But
that's what I love about, like, me and Rosie. Like, I feel like we always match each other.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like...
When we are, we can say lit now because there's no more shots. Yeah. When we're lit and on the same fucking vibe, we look
at each other and we're just
on top of the fucking world, bro.
We're just like, whoa, like, this is so fucking
cool. We're locked in.
We're like, this is the moment. It's so good.
Yeah. Us at No Doubt last year.
Oh my God.
Us at Doja Cat.
Literally everyone's like, I mean, everyone's like, ah!
I have, like, very fond memories of us just being locked the fuck in at certain sets.
Yeah. Because Yeah.
To be fair, Brie is very much more energetic than me.
Yeah.
So for us to get at the same level is not... It doesn't always happen.
It doesn't happen often.
But when I'm there, I'm fucking there, bitch.
Yeah, for certain things, it's like she locks in.
I'll lock in and I'm just...
We lock in with each other and we're just like... It's just me and her against the world.
literally.
Literally. Me and her are just like making friends. And when we lock in, we make friends left and right. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm.
Whereas otherwise, I'm just like... Don't talk to me.
I bring out her
she'll be talking to people and I'm just on the side like,
yeah, and I'm like, this is my friend, and she's like, oh hi.
Can we go now?
I feel like you've been more social even without me now.
I'm getting better.
It's
not even that. I just, you know, my mentality is changing.
Yeah.
I'm drunk. a lot of the time, yeah. though. So
but like, even like,
like today.
Yeah, today.
Today I met up with a stranger.
You were sober.
Yeah, I met up with a stranger sober to pick up a EDC wristband. And I literally told the girl, because she was like, I'm not going because I bought the ticket with my friend at last year when it first went on sale, and now we're not friends anymore. I'm like, girl, you should have still gone. Period. But I'm still going to buy your ticket, but like, you should have gone. And she's like, I know. And she's like, it's just that I don't really have a lot of raver friends. I'm like, you can be our friend.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's literally me too. I'm like, every time people are like, I want to go to a rave, but my friends don't go, I'm like, you could join our family. And they're like, oh, are they welcoming? I'm like, very welcoming.
Why would we not be?
Yeah. Welcome.
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier, yeah. Come on, come on. We'll show you the way.
Anyway, should we end it now? I feel like we've been talking for a while.
Yeah, we should. Actually, I think we did pretty good, but yes, I think it is time to do the ratings.
This is our first time back in a while. We're excited. Mitchie's here.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun things to talk about.
Yeah, we did.
This was fun. Okay, yeah, we got to rate these.
We're back, baby. We're back.
Okay.
All right.
Should we start?
Yes. Should we start with the first flavor?
Yeah.
All right, so our first flavor, lemon lime. Okay. Honestly, flavoring wise, I feel like if you genuinely like orange mango or lemon lime, you will like these. I think they're at equal
ratings
in within flavor. They're just so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's so scary to give a 10 out of 10. So I'm gonna give it 9.5. It is refreshing. It makes me feel a lit. I can say that now. A lit. Literally, fuck. I'm just kidding.
I'm lit, but I also had fucking a lot
the,
of jello.
The jello shots. Yeah, the jello shots.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Did do it. But you don't taste the alcohol. It's really refreshing. And me and Rosie have just drank this and felt litty and felt completely fine the next day. So yes. We know that this doesn't make us sick. You know, that I think that's an important thing. It keeps you hydrated. I feel like they can't say that in the packaging. Like, it even says in the packaging, Light Strike is not a hydration product. But I think they have to say that because it has alcohol. Mm-hmm. But since it has sea salt and coconut water, there's some support there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, flavor-wise, I give it a 9.5 out of 10. And the packaging, I like it. It's fresh. It's new. You know, the shape of the actual bottle is giving Gatorade. But also, like, a new take of it. So, I'll give that a 9 out of 10. Michelle.
Oh, me.
Give us the rating.
I liked the orange mango better than the lemon lime.
Okay, yeah.
But I also don't really like lemon.
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. I just feel like start over. So far.
Okay. I like the orange mango a little bit better than the lemon lime. I also didn't drink a lot of the orange mango one, though, because I was drinking the lemon lime for so long.
For so long.
But maybe...
You do prefer that
flavor. I did, yeah. I'd give it like an 8.
She literally has drank this much, by the way. Okay. I just looked at her.
But let's not look at what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you like orange more than lemon, for sure. That's your take.
A little bit more flavor than the lemon one.
I feel
like the lemon one would just taste like coconut water.
It's giving more. Yeah, I do agree.
And maybe that's why I didn't like it, because I don't really like coconut water.
Not me either, but it's not terrible. Totally taste like it's not terrible. Water,
though, but you can taste it more than in this, for sure.
Yeah. This one has more flavor. I'd give them about an 8, both of them.
Okay. Packaging?
Like a 9. It's cute.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to invest in the company. Honestly. Because I know, I feel like...
new company, and they're ready kickstarting. I feel like... They have something good going on here.
This is possibly going to be the next... Oh, and also, Beyond, didn't they sell these?
They did have these at Beyond. They did. I don't know where, because we didn't go explore, but they were promoting that they were going to be at Beyond, which I thought was really cool.
I think it
might just...
And I did
see people with them.
I think it might just be the next Beatbox. The fact that it does have some hydrating factors, I think it could be doing great in festivals.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, same shit. I'll give it a 9.5, both flavors. They're both... to me, good, easy to drink, no aftertaste, no liquor taste.
Mm-hmm. You feel hydrated.
I know for a fact that I will not be hungover tomorrow. the thing with this review is we have drank these more than once already, so yeah. I can say a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact I'm not going to be hungover. I don't get bloated with these. Mm-hmm. Because they're not seltzery at all.
That's what I do love about them.
They very much taste like a sports drink. Yeah.
When we go, because when you pregame before going to fucking festivals, we're chugging that shit.
Yeah.
And I hate about seltzers is that we feel fucking bloated and we're burping and we're like,
did you notice I was burping that much this time?
No, yeah.
I burped a little once. But not that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is good to chug.
Yeah. Yes. So... I said 9.5. Honestly, I want to give him a 10, but it's a little scary.
Let's give it a 10!
I'm not scared, bitch.
Yeah.
The way we looked at each other, like,
fine.
We're just here because we're scared. No, honestly, 10 out of 10. I love these, to be quite honest. The only thing I don't love is they're kind of hard to find right now.
Yeah.
You have to, like, go to BevMo.
BevMo,
apparently,
yeah.
They're sold at Ralph's, but we went to Ralph's. They weren't there. They
literally don't have them.
So, they need to be...
more accessible.
More readily available.
Mm-hmm.
When they do, I will drink more of these. Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't think we mentioned it, but we paid $10 for a 4-pack.
Yes.
There's
a lot of liquid in it. That's a thing.
Yeah. Honestly, not terrible.
No.
Not terrible. No. There is, I feel like one of these equals like 2 seltzers.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of liquor that's in here.
Yeah.
I feel pretty lit. I did have a couple of Jello shots, but I know that these get me lit because I've drank them before.
Solo, yeah.
So, yes. 10 out of 10. Packaging, yes. 9 out of 10. I like it. I like it. It's cute. It's sleek. It looks like a Gatorade, but it's not a Gatorade.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why we reviewed them twice. You didn't see the first review, but that's why we felt like we needed to review them twice.
The fact that we even have repurchased them more than once, it's like, it says a lot.
Yeah. Because we tried these before Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I bought them for Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And then... we're drinking them again. I had extras after Beyond.
I drank them.
And then we're having them again. So, yes, we like them. We will definitely buy them again. Bless you.
Sorry.
And, yeah, that's that.
Thank you guys for watching. And we will be back soon. I will probably be posting TikToks of our old episodes. So, reminisce on those. And, honestly, give us a like. Give us a subscribe.
Yeah, because
give us ideas.
Life on us pretty hard. Life is still life being.
Yeah.
Send love to Cindy. We love Cindy. We'll see her soon.
Send love to me.
Send love to Bree. Everybody's going through shit, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's life is hard. Or, you know, at times.
Yeah.
Everyone has things that they're going through. So we're just dealing with all that right now. But we are trying to get back into it.
Yeah.
Period.
Sis. We're gonna get into it. Yeah,
I can say it now. Period, sis.
Period. 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 Period.
I'm going to EDC in 2 weeks from now, I will already be on. EDC? I will be fucking turned the fuck up.
Yeah, right now. So excited. So excited to recap that.
And Jesse will be. Jesse, bitch, you better fucking come to this. Anyways, I don't want to get into it.
Jesse,
but Jesse better be here for the EDC recap. That's all I gotta say.
No, for real. All right. Yeah. Bye, guys. Thank Love you guys. Bye. Appreciate you guys so much. And
like,
thank you, Michelle, for being part of our episode.
Thank you for
Love
coming.
You so much.
We're back, bitch.
We're back, bitch. Better than ever.
And now we're going to the afters. No, just kidding.
And now we're going to go to a bar. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.